the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
It is not that far off. The 34th annual Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby coming later in January, right at the end of the month. And Cam Lawler, one of the organizers, is in here along with one of the guides, Don Myers. Cam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Get real close to the microphone there and kind of give us an overall of what happens during this several-day period.
Well, it's a four-day event. We start with Student Day on Wednesday, and we work with some local schools and do some educational outreach and teach kids about the life cycle of these fish, the steelhead and the salmon. And then we have Kids Day on Thursday, where a bunch of the guides, and I'll let Don talk about that, take kids out to go fishing up at Cooper Creek. And for a lot of kids from local schools, it's their first opportunity to fish with a professional guide, get a life jacket, thanks to Clint Newell, and really get some exposure to what fishing is like here in Roseburg. And then we've got the two-day steelhead competition. We've got 42 teams, 42 great guides, 42 corporate sponsors here in town. Everybody loves to participate and be part of it. And Friday night is our big gala and auction. Last year we had 750 people at the fairgrounds, raised a ton of money, and we're really looking forward to doing it again.
And why do you do all this?
I do all this because it's important to the community. I think our river is a really important resource that we have here, and so is fishing. And I want to let Don talk about what it means to the community, but really to make sure that we're having a sustainable impact here for our community, for our fisheries, to make sure that not only the people who are around today are enjoying it, but the kids that we're trying to educate about fishing and get them involved so that it becomes a lifelong important skill for them.
Yeah, so Don, talk about, first of all, how long have you been a guide?
I'm on my seventh year now.
And how'd you get into it?
I've grown up in Douglas County, local boy, and my grandparents got me into fishing, and it stuck, and it's made a great career for me.
What do you like most about it?
Oh, I enjoy getting people on fish, teaching them how to work the tackle, and just seeing that joy when they land their first fish or their 100th fish.
So when you're out with the kids, do you find a lot of them, this is like a brand new thing?
We do. We're very fortunate to get to take those kids, and especially on Kids Day, it's great to get them out there, get a rod in their hand, and kind of reward them for the work that they've done at their local little hatchery on Deer Creek. So makes a big benefit to us in the long run to get those fish in the water and get those kids out there on the water and trying to catch them.
It always seems kind of ironic to me. I mean, I don't fish, but I understand how big a deal it is around here, and the fact that you have people come from all over the world to go fishing here, and yet a lot of people, kids especially, are, this is just like, what? You know, they're not aware of what a big deal the Umpqua is.
Well, the Umpqua is nationally known. I mean, it's a big steelhead river. We've got a great smallmouth fishery here. Unfortunately, the two don't go together very well sometimes. But, we bring lots of dollars in here through tourism and stuff like that. And everybody in Douglas County in one way or another is really benefits from this financially. All the people that come in and travel, stay in the hotels, go eat dinner, fish with us, buy tackle, all the good stuff.
So when you're taking people out normally, how early do you guys tend to start?
Most of the time we start at, we meet our clients right before daylight. A lot of times we'll meet them somewhere and go get some breakfast and lunch and get ready for the day. Meet at the boat ramp head to the boat ramp, be there at daylight, and then we'll fish for 8 to 9 hours usually.
Wow. Now, is there something kind of cool about watching sunrise while you're out in the water?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's unexplainable. The wildlife that we have here, the clean water that we have, we get people from Texas here, and they're just amazed that they can see the bottom in 10 feet of water. You know, they've never saw the bottom of their rivers before. They're so turbid.
Wow. So, Cam, you do all this work, and you're trying to really help out. Talk about the financial impact for fishery enhancement this derby's had.
Well, we give matching grants to a lot of different causes. You know, we're obviously really involved in helping with Rock Creek, and big thanks to our county commissioners and local politicians like Matt Hill, who are really helping us out. Cow Creek's helping a lot too. But a lot of the, well, pretty much all the funds that we raise at the event on Friday night all goes into wildlife and fishing restoration projects strictly on the Umpqua River Basin. So all of our money that's raised here stays here.
So is it too late for somebody to get involved?
No, it's never too late to get involved. We love having volunteers. It's a 100% volunteer-driven event. So there's about 30 to 40 people, business leaders here in town, who donate their time to really support this cause and raise as much money as we can each year.
And how do people get tickets for the Derby dinner and auction?
Contact Tina Hill at DTO or look us up on Facebook, the Umpqua Enhancement Fishing Derby. We've got a pretty big page and we post regularly. And, you know, just click the link and that's how you get the tickets.
All right, Cam Lawler and Don Myers, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
8:30, 7 at the morning report.